Hi, Miss Sweetie here. Discovered this great music quiz questionnaire thing, and I just had to do it because music is such a huge part of my life. It is my church. It's my escape. If I'm having a bad day, music. I listen to music to help, to either comfort me and tell me it's going to be better, or to give me a hug and, you know, say, I feel ya, I know exactly what you're going through. It's just, it's everything for me. It's like my go-to for everything. So, okay, questions. Number one, choose one, name your top five favorite songs or bands and singers or albums. I could not narrow it down to songs. I actually have a hard time narrowing it down to top five favorite bands and singers. So I'm just going to go with the top five off the top of my head. Because I did not prep for this quiz. Yay. Okay. Toad the Wet Sprocket. They were big in the 90s. They're in that label of adult album alternative rock, as my ex would call it, wuss rock. Thank you. He's an ex for a reason. They've been around through so much of my life. They're the soundtrack for a lot of my life. Knew about them before they got super big, with Walk in the Ocean and All I Want, or like their big key points. Seen them in concert numerous times, have met them numerous times, in fact have some stories about them. Just great people, and their fans are great people, and a few of my friends, my online friends, I met through the band. So they are just pivotal. Great songwriting. They can get political. They can get angry. They can get caring and loving. One major key component for them, as well as most of the music I listen to, is harmony. I am a harmony whore. They will often do three-part harmony in their songs, and I love it. So I have a feeling this is going to take way too long to get through all five, but so okay. Number two, second favorite, let's go with Anne Berlin. Only recently discovered them a few years ago, which is a shame because they just broke up last November, but I was lucky enough to see them on their last tour. And it was amazing. They would fit in the Christian rock category, but they are more of Christians in a band rather than a band that sings about Jesus. Although some of their songs can be interpreted either way. Just their music got me through a really large breakup. See how I turn to music for everything. Just in that whole, you know, this is okay, you're on the right path, you're going to be fine, you know, shit happens to everybody, just hang in there, that kind of music. Great, great lyrics. He's got a wonderful voice, phenomenal guitar, phenomenal drummer. Oh my gosh, amazing to watch live. So, Anne Berlin, yes. Third, Weezer. Now, Weezer's the band I will turn on when I just need fun. I need to laugh. I need to smile. Another band that uses harmony. And when I sing, I usually sing harmony. So they have a lot that I can sing with. So, yeah, just fun 3-minute pop ditties, you know, about pop culture, about love, about whatever. Just a bunch of silly guys who are really nice and incredibly talented, and just lots of fun songs. I don't know how to narrow it all down. Let's go with Dar Williams and mix it up a bit. She is a folk singer. It's usually her genre. I will admit I have not heard a lot of her stuff lately. I kind of pulled away from it for a bit. For a whole nother story explanation as to why. Great songwriter. Wonderful songs. Some are catchy, some are slow. And she's like the sweetest, nicest person. I've met her a few times. She's full of hugs. Fifth favorite band, Beastie Boys. Rest in peace, Adam. Just incredibly talented lyrics, and the way they feed off of each other is amazing. And they throw in, you know, they can do political stuff, they can do pop culture references, just the rhymes they come up with is incredibly talented. The way they perform it is incredibly talented. That's usually what I listen to on my way into work to sort of pump me up and get me going to get, you know, better than coffee. I either listen to that or punk music just to get me amped up to be able to face the day. Okay, so that's only question one. Woo! Okay, thank you for sticking around this long. I promise I'll go faster. Two, first concert you remember seeing, whether it's in person or on TV. Blue Oyster Cult. Yes, I'm dating myself. Granted, I was a little kid. It was one of those summer festival things, kind of like Warped Tour before Warped Tour was a thing. In a stadium where they throw a bunch of bands, and my mom dragged me, and she was just hanging out with her friends. And I don't remember anything except for the fact that they drove their motorcycles on the stage, and I thought that was the coolest thing. And that was probably my introduction to, I want to be a rock star because I want to do that. Number three, a song or a band that you used to love when you were younger. I will have to go with Bare Naked Ladies. Now, I love their music. I love the band. There's another one with the harmony. Another band that feeds off of each other. If you've ever seen them live, phenomenal show. You will be laughing your ass off. Just great performers, nice guys. However, Steven, one of the singers, left the band. Whether he left the band or was kicked out of the band, depends on which stories you read. But I cannot imagine the band without such a key voice in it. They're still touring. They're still putting out music, as far as I know. But without Steven, it's just not the same to me. So I kind of got stubborn and put my foot down and went, no, I'm done. Number four, if you can tattoo a line from a song anywhere on your body, what lyric would it be and where would you put it? Let's see. Toad the Wet Sprocket has a song called Rings, and there's a line in there that just always, I was going to say, rings with me. Aye, fun. There's a line that says, you must cut me down to look inside. And I plan on getting a bunch of tree tattoos anyway, or at least two of them. So it would kind of fit with that. As to where, probably on my left side, like along the rib cage, don't know what kind of font. I don't know if I would get lyrics, but that one always kind of rang with me. Either that or the opening line to If I Only Had a Brain by MC 900 Foot Jesus, where he says, suppose I accidentally got my shit together. That's a good one. Number 5, do you play any musical instruments, or is there one that you want to take up learning? I keep trying to teach myself guitar, but I'm realizing that I am not disciplined enough to teach myself. So I really need to find like a class or a tutor to learn. The goal being, I want to be able to accompany myself when I sing. When I was a kid, I used to play ukulele because I'm weird like that. And I have one, and I sort of remember things, but not really. So I kind of want to learn that one again, too, because I'm weird like that. Number 6, is there a certain song that makes you horny without fail? I've been listening to a lot of chill out music. Just, you know, put it on the Pandora on my TV while doing stuff in the house. And I had the thought, you know, if I ever had a date, it's kind of like the background music I'm going to put on, because it's good, like, sexy times music. But as far as a particular song, I would have to go with a song called Lady Shave by a band called Gus Gus. Those of you in the States, maybe Canada, might recognize the opening of the song. I think it was in a car commercial. But it's just the way he sort of breathes, sings, that his vocals in it is just very sexy and just, yeah. Yeah, we're going to go with that one. Number 7, a song that everyone hates that you love, and then a song that everyone loves but you hate. Everyone hates, but I love... I'm going to go with Song 2 by Blur. The woohoo! And it's not that people hate it. I think it's just everybody's sick of it. I mean, if you go to any sporting event, it's going to be played after every goal. Or just, it's just to get the crowd amped up. And I will admit, I am a little sick of hearing it sometimes. But I can't help it. It's Blur. I love my Britpop. And, I still love it. Song that everybody loves but I hate. I never liked the song Happy by Pharrell Williams. There's something about it. I mean, other than the subject matter. But it just... I, like, didn't get it. I'm like, okay, it's kind of catchy, but yeah, it didn't really do anything for me. So, yeah, we'll go with that. Number 8, if you starred in any musical of your choice, which character would you want to portray? Easy, 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 hands down, Guys and Dolls, Adelaide. For you people who don't know, it's a show, they're gamblers. And Adelaide is the second lead. And she's sort of the comedic one, which is my role anyway in life. I'm not the lead. I'm kind of the funny one on the side. But just there's so much that I relate to her to the point where I've actually recorded her song Adelaide's Lament to post at some point when I have the guts to post it. She's got the best song. I just think it would be so fun to play that. Number 9, if you were an exotic dancer, okay, let's call it stripper, what would be your go-to song to strip to? I'm going to have to go with one of those stereotypical classic ones and choose Def Leppard's Pour Some Sugar on Me, because it's got some good beats that you can flip your hair back and forth to, and yeah, it's sexually suggestive. It's perfect. Number 10, if you were to record and release an album, what would be its title? It depends on what the theme of the album is, I think. I think I don't like naming albums after one of the songs because then it kind of brings focus to that one song and you think, okay, this is the most important song on this album. I don't like that. So you got to figure out if there's a theme. But the songs that I tend to write are really quirky and odd and cute but weird. So I think I'll have to name my album Adorkable, just because that's what people tend to call me anyway. Yeah. Number 11, is there a famous musician that you want to fuck? Like, my first inclination is to say no. My love for musicians is more admiration and awe of their talent, of, I can't believe you're so talented, you're so, you know, your singing, your musical ability, your songwriting, the effect that you have on people, your performance, it's just wonderful. And it's more of an awe and reverence and thank you so much. So, like, most of my fascination with bands and performers is just that. Now, that being said, on a purely fuckable reason, I'm going to go with Adam Levine from Maroon 5. He's a bit skinny, but maybe it's his moves like Jagger. I don't know what it is. There's just something that just makes me just want to... He could do all the dirty things to me, and as long as I can do some dirty things to him right back, and just, yeah. We'll go with Adam. Okay, we're done. Thank you so much for hanging in there and listening to me ramble, and I could really, really talk for hours about this because it's my favorite thing. So, thank you. Bye.